This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. That's the last thing it is. That's the uncommunicated thing of what it does. It is something that takes your weapon and not only protects it and cleans it and makes it function better, but it's going to make it very resistant to just about anything in the environment, especially moisture. So, check them out at froglube.com. Right now we're in the middle of a very dangerous game. And we need to consider who the game is being driven by, because the left is simply perverse lunacy, pampered and protected by cynical cadres who use them as a source of power and wealth and prestige. And this sick madness leads the leftists to do some profoundly stupid and evil things. This sick madness also leads the left to political suicide and revulsion by the majority of Americans. Consider Shakespeare in the Park portraying the assassination of Trump, and more importantly, consider the gaggle of New York leftists applauding that theatrically produced murder. Consider the attempted assassination at a charity baseball game of the House Majority Whip, an early supporter within the Republican Party of Donald Trump, by James T. Hodgkinson, a Bernie Sanders supporter who asked before he began his attack on Scalise and other congressmen if the people in the field were Democrats or Republicans, and when told Republican, well, he charged his weapon and he went at it. What if one of the crazy leftists takes a shot at President Trump or tries again to kill important Republican congressional leaders? What if he seriously wounds the president? And what if, God forbid, some demented leftist actually kills our president? The response of the vast majority of America would be strong and clear and devastating. When Kennedy was assassinated, even though no Republican had called for harm to him, Democrats went from having an incumbent president likely to lose re-election to a party that won the 1964 election by a landslide. No one dared to criticize Kennedy for a generation. When Reagan was shot early in his first term, his approval ratings jumped through the roof. Congress gave him a long-standing ovation when he addressed that body a few weeks later, and Reagan's domestic agenda sailed through a Congress in which few Democrats dared attack President Reagan, as the left had been doing so for such a very long time. Or consider when Republicans impeached an obviously culpable and thoroughly unsavory Bill Clinton. Americans began to view this creep as some sort of a victim, and in the 1998 midterm election, they punished the Republican Party for being mean to Clinton. The leftist quiver only holds one arrow, and that is demonizing and destroying individuals it sees as enemies. And leftists doubtless do not see silly calls for impeaching Trump as politically dangerous, and even lack the vision to grasp what would happen to them if Trump or Pence or some other Republican leader were shot or killed. They lack any real rhetorical attack on the policies of Trump. So only the person of Trump is the target, intending to frighten or intimidate a mature billionaire president who's doubtless been threatened by bad guys before and clearly is unimpressed with threats. And while injuring or killing Trump would privately delight perhaps the 14% of Americans who describe themselves as very liberal, the 63% who call themselves moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative would be appalled. And probably half of the 24% who call themselves somewhat liberal would be ashamed and disgusted. And Americans would react in a similar manner if men like Scalise, who has the second highest conservative rating in conservative Louisiana, are killed. This unhinged violence and totalitarian fantasy land of the left would repel Americans not just politically, but in every aspect of public and civil life. Now, unlike Republicans after Kennedy's assassination, who had never called for harm to President Kennedy or produced plays depicting his murder, and unlike Republicans after Clinton's impeachment, who were using their peaceful, proper, and constitutional power against the president who had blatantly lied to the American people and to Congress and to federal courts, leftists, before any tragic crime is committed against conservative leaders, have slobbered and sputtered incoherent violence against the left's perceived enemies. And they will have no place to hide. They will have no excuse of any worth, no alibi of any sort if a conservative leader is killed for his beliefs and his political intentions. Because America, the overwhelming majority of Americans are either conservatives or moderates, and they will see leftism as a mental disorder of the criminally insane. And they will demand that the left be denied power not only in government, but in those institutions of society where their secret source of power lays. Their very dangerous game, this game of physical intimidation and attempted murder of conservatives, is something all of us ought to hope they quit. If not for the sake of the nation. If we're going to call ourselves Christian, we may be wanting to think about their souls. That is not to mention the blowback that they, I mean, let's face it, Trump was a bellwether for many of these people. A bellwether. And they don't get that. The left doesn't get that. Out of the 3,000 counties in the United States, they're clustered in only 140 of them. They don't understand that they're not mainstream. They don't understand what would happen to them. The suicide it would be, as far as the leftists want to be in charge, and politics are cyclic, so at some point they will be in charge again. I don't know how the demographics are going to have to change. I don't know what's going to have to happen in the nation for that to happen. But at some point it will happen again. Now, what's about to happen in 2018 will be sort of a harbinger of things to come. But what happens if they actually kill somebody in power? At that point, it won't matter about any elections at that point, because America will recoil from them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. It does all the time. It does all the time. Applied correctly, of course. You got to clean it, and then you got to lubricate it. Check them out at froglube.com. One thing that I am noticing is there's two kinds of violence going on in this world today. There's leftist violence and there is Islamic violence. And some of these have disturbingly eerie similarities. Hodgkinson, he took this a step up. He took it a step up. Now, up to this point, we had been bludgeoning people and beating people, and we were covering our faces and everything else. And there's not a whole lot of difference, as far as I can tell, when I'm seeing these silhouettes of these people between the Antifa and, say, the Taliban or ISIS, except that ISIS is better trained, and some of them don't really care about showing their faces. The Antifa, they don't want to get caught, so they're afraid they'll get arrested because they are, after all, breaking the law. So they try to cover their face. Like Trump and company has become sort of like the representation of Israel is to, for me, to the Islamists. The left has got to get rid of him at all costs. This is the thing. He's got to go. He's got to be prosecuted, beheaded, executed, put in jail, you know, all this other stuff. And everybody else, too. All the people complicit in this. All of us have got to be this way, which sort of sounds like Christians before a oncoming ISIS horde, doesn't it? The modern-day left, they're what they talk about, their talking points, reeks of hate and violence. And, I mean, 2 weeks ago, Derek Hunter at Town Hall, he wrote a column called The Left Won't Rest Until Someone Gets Killed. College campuses, which are completely replete with radical left-wingers, young and old, are becoming more and more violent. And in addition, most every protest or parade these days significantly populated by leftists almost always devolves into a vulgar hate fest where the angry leftists compete to, among other nasty things, see who can lob the most F-bombs, as if that's some sort of a accomplishment. And when someone corrupted by liberalism finally does take that violent rhetoric to its literal end and the reaction by liberals is as predictable as the sunrise, they blame the weapon, usually guns. Now, hours, just hours. I mean, even McAuliffe started off not going that way, but then he went that way. And this guy was a socialist. This was a Bernie Sanders. He was a Democrat. He was a socialist. After he fired 50 times at the GOP, who were playing baseball, the liberal politicians and the pundits began to blame guns. Whether guns or blades of bombs, when the violent leftists and the Islamists commit murder, leftists of every stripe ignore the ideology of their like-minded comrades to focus on instruments. And that's never going to get you anywhere. It's never going to stop anything because the instrument is in, it's a pawn in this game. As a telling anecdote, on the day of Hodgkinson's assault against congressional members of the GOP, there was a comment on a website that sarcastically declared, "I don't want to alarm you, but there have been four shootings today, and apparently none of them involves Islam, and people are saying it's guns that did the shooting and killing, even though guns don't kill people, as you've proven here. I'm so confused." What that guy should have been told is, when a gun is arrested and charged, and there's a motive for that gun to have done that, let somebody know. But this is the thinking that we hear because they continue, the left continues in their struggle against reality. When many seemingly unable to determine whether a person is male or female, right? Now these leftists are now so far divorced from reality, they can't tell the difference between a person and a gun. Maybe there are people that are actually choosing to identify themselves as a gun. Or it could be that I'm behind and all of that. Under a leftist worldview today, perhaps now it is as acceptable for a human being to identify as a gun. To aim at the gun control meme following the attack, it's not at all uncommon to stumble across the following in the liberal media. The GOP baseball shooting is the 154th mass shooting this year. Do a search for the exact phrase and go see for yourself. And granted, almost none of the violence listed is directly politically motivated, so take note of the locations of the shootings. A mass shooting is never a political shooting. An active shooter is never a political shooter. Okay? Motive has a lot to do with classification of a crime. Almost all deadly gun violence occurs in those 140 counties I mentioned earlier, where the leftist politics and policies and personal practices reign supreme. And most violent criminals in the U.S., especially those with the largest body counts, have two things in common: broken homes and or sexual deviancy. And as they preach, do what thou wilt in the sexual realm and wage war on the biblical family model, we find the leftists and the leftism complicit. In addition, another act of dramatic gun violence leaves modern liberals longing for the ever-elusive gun and religion-clinging right-wing shooter, which we have yet to find. And why is it that that's so rare to find an American whose politics is reliably conservative, who will react violently as a result of his conservatism? Maybe it's because most conservatives in America are conservative in their politics as a result of a relationship with their creator. Could it be that because of their relationship with God and because we're surrounded by a loving family, along with a loving, truth-telling church community, that our moral chains keep us from doing this kind of violence? And that's exactly the reason why most of the American Christian community is nearly devoid of that kind of violence. Most Christians also know that when we lose elections, all is not lost, because there will be another day. The leftists have made a god out of government, and that's the problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Your stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. I've been using it for 5 years. It's not that I don't have any complaints. I'm just never going to use anything else. It is an OEM for so many gun manufacturers that the proof is in the pudding. Check them out, froglube.com. Now, one thing about the Democrat side that I do admire in a warped kind of way is that they will play something to the very end hand of that game of cards, and they try to do it with the expectation they're going to come away with something that they tried to get. They're very okay with incrementalism. They don't have to get the whole loaf of bread. Give me 3 or 4 slices. I'll be coming back for the rest sometime later. Now, this last election, the 2016 election, so incensed the leftists, the fake stream media, the Democratic establishment, that they have become unhinged. emotionally in their zeal to delegitimize and torpedo Trump's presidency. Now, normally, if Clinton had won, they would have called for us to come together as one country after a hard-fought election campaign. That's what they did. That's what Obama did twice, right? This time, they have embarked on a nonstop, all-out crusade to destroy the Trump administration and thereby somehow reverse and overturn the election result. That is their objective. And make no mistake about that. They want to disqualify, reverse, and oust. They want to delegitimize him, and therefore they want to negate the person you voted for. And their disqualification vehicle for choice is some vague, unspecified, illegal connection that the Trump people had with Russian operatives before the election that enabled the Russians to manipulate the American voting process in a targeted manner to alter the vote away from Hillary Clinton and give it to Donald Trump, all under the watch of the current president at the time, Barack Obama. Somehow or other, this was so bad, so happening, that he just allowed this to happen. He couldn't stop it from happening. He couldn't say anything about it happening. There are a lot of words and phrases being tossed around by the hysterical and sanctimonious hyperventilating sources saying things like, Trump colluded with Russia to influence our election. The Russians hacked our voting process. Clinton's insider information was revealed by the Russians to Trump's benefit. And the one common denominator in all of that is there's no real specifics of any kind in any of that breathless prose. When the question is asked you to define influence or hacked or colluded, the answers that come back are mostly along the lines of, well, you know, they did. Trump lied. Our democracy is at stake. There you go. But exactly what was done? The actual methodology? Where are the specific people involved? How many votes were altered? How many counties were illegally shifted from Clinton to Trump? How do those counties added up to state wins for Trump instead of Clinton? And none of that is forthcoming. After 7 months of nonstop Democratic investigation, none of those details are forthcoming. Absent any tangible, verifiable proof of Trump-caused election manipulation, we've entered now the next highly predictable phase, the get someone phase. Now, they already got Michael Flynn, but Trump fired him early on for not being forthcoming about some foreign contacts and financial arrangements. The president fired him. He was criticized for it by the leftist media and the Democratic establishment, but if you hadn't fired him, he would have been criticized for it by the leftist media and the Democratic establishment. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But Flynn wasn't high enough. He didn't have a big enough scalp to satisfy this anti-Trump fervor fever. And besides, Trump did fire him. He didn't defend him, and he didn't try to keep him on. It'd be oh so much better if they could force the resignation of a truly high-level administration official that the administration is actively defending. The bigger the scalp an opposition party can claim, the more embarrassment and damage they can show the world that they've inflicted on our enemies. Just out of curiosity, hypocrites, why didn't we not hear about this when Lynch and Bill Clinton had a talk on the tarmac when Hillary Clinton was being investigated and running for president at the same time, and the acting attorney general, the attorney general at the time, is discussing this with a former president of the United States who just happens to be married to the candidate to be the president of the United States? Why didn't that come up then? How big? There's three scalps right there. Three monstrous scalps you could get. But that it has nothing to do with real justice. When the embarrassment and damage reaches a critical tipping point, the media talk about it nonstop, night and day, and the issue manages to pierce through the fog of indifference that surrounds most casually attentive, nonpartisan, engaged swing voters, which is most of them. That's most of them. And here the Democrats have a bit of an advantage. The sources from which those aforementioned casually attentive, nonpartisan, engaged swing voters get their news and form their opinions from are overwhelmingly leftist biased. And whether it's late night like Colbert or Kimmel or Comedy Central's Daily Show or the network morning shows like Good Morning America and Today that people watch while dressing or having a quick breakfast. And then there's CNN, the New York Times. These are all Democratic sympathetic sources. Common default mode among them is all positive Democrat, anti-Trump, operating under the reasonable 40-20-40 rule, which says 40% will always vote Democrat no matter what, and 40% will always vote Republican no matter what. The fact that the 20% swing segment gets their impressions and forms their opinions from leftist sources means there's a very high likelihood that the majority of the 20%ers will swing Dem once the leftist media start harping on something quote-unquote important day after day after day. Of course, it didn't work in the last election, now did it? So their goal with nonstop hearings and investigations and panels and special counsels is to break through from being unidentifiable background white noise to being something important, to being significant, even though they're not. And that will become the overriding issue on people's minds every day. If they can get someone of high standing, anyone, and force that individual to resign or be fired in disgrace, casting a huge negative pall on this presidency, then they will consider themselves successful. And that's the end game here. They just want to get somebody now, just anybody. Republicans may try to run some offense of their own in reverse, like trying to subpoena former Obama administration officials over their role in supposed questionable unmasking activities or unethical behavior or Operation Choke Point or Operation Fast and Furious, any of that other thing, you know, any of that stuff. But Republicans are astonishingly bad at playing hardball partisan games of this sort. When they do manage to get a witness before a panel, they never seem to prepare questioning needed for unequivocal success. So they actually undercut their own party's efforts in order to try to seem reasonable, and that never works. They can get credit for being reasonable, and they lose. So their goal here is to get someone of significance, hold a scalp up high for all to see, metaphorically, of course, or maybe for real, I don't know. And they want to accomplish that goal. They want to undo what you and I voted for. You and I are just supposed to sit and take that, you know that? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Tyler, Albert, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. And you can't find anything that works any better than that. Check them out, froglube.com. Now then, while I am willing to sit back and say that this guy, that this Hodgkinson guy, that perpetrated this violence, he did do it. He was the guy. He was the one pulling the trigger. He did not commit his violent acts in a vacuum. Because all of these other hysterical threats of violence against Republicans and Trump could not have escaped his notice. Hodgkinson was a regular viewer of Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show, and he worshipped Bernie Sanders. And there is little doubt that someone so immersed on the left-wing side heard the calls for blood and violence against Republicans. Now, Breitbart has a list of 15 Hollywood celebrities who made overt and chilling threats against the GOP and President Trump. Coming from Breitbart, we get this: Hollywood has issued dire predictions and hysterical warnings against Trump ever since the Republican businessman first announced his candidacy for presidency in June of 2015. But the level of vitriol and violent rhetoric against now President Trump has increased substantially in recent weeks, from comedian Kathy Griffin's now famous shock beheading photograph to Shakespeare in the Park's not at all subtle assassination of Trump on a stage in New York City's Central Park. And The unfortunate fact here is that Griffin and the director of Julius Caesar are not anomalies in Hollywood. Actors and writers and directors and other celebrities have fantasized about using violence against Trump, his supporters, and other GOP lawmakers for at least the past 18 months. Which is pretty funny. And here we get 15 examples of celebrity calls for violence. First of all, Kathy Griffin, with the beheading of Trump. Madonna, I thought a lot about blowing up the White House. The Snoop Dogg video. Now, the Snoop Dogg video is interesting because the Snoop Dogg video was directed by a YouTube personality named Jesse something or other. And he was part of a duo called, they had two channels, Prank versus Prank and Boyfriend versus Girlfriend. And primarily, and gosh, I can't tell you how much money he made off of Prank versus Prank was just exactly that. It was pranks against each other. And he's the one that directed that. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know if he wrote it. But he has gotten a lot of praise for directing Snoop Dogg. And let's be honest here. Snoop Dogg was bigger than the 90s. Okay? He's still trying to get into something. So I don't know who wrote this for him. But it certainly got a lot of attention, didn't it? Robert De Niro, I'd like to punch him in the face. Robert, I respect you as an actor an awful lot, but you are not the Raging Bull, buddy, okay? Even if you were the Raging Bull, I heard that you actually trained fairly well for that movie, but you're not that guy no more. Even though you did star in a movie with Sylvester Stallone about boxing over the hill guys. Joss Whedon, he was the mind behind Firefly, and then later Serenity, the science fiction classic, cult favorite. But he is also a leftist. He said, I want a rhino, and he wanted the rhino to have sex with Paul Ryan until he died. And that's interesting because Paul Ryan is not exactly Captain Conservative now, is he? Then there's Shakespeare in the Park that stabs Trump to death in the performance of Julius Caesar. Rapper YG, who I don't even know who that is, threatens Trump with the F-bomb Donald Trump song. Marilyn Manson kills Trump in a music video, which I listen to Marilyn Manson. Don't quite get that part of it because Marilyn doesn't quite understand. I mean, Marilyn's one of those guys that gets out there and was just looking to be accepted and wanted to shock people, right? And here along comes Trump, who shocks people, and instead of being kindred, he just falls in step. Hey, dude, I thought you were the iconoclast, not the follower. Then from the Daily Caller, even before Wednesday's shooting, Republicans were growing used to being on the receiving end of violence and intimidation amid an increasingly hostile political climate, where the left-wingers portrayed them as fascists. One of Virginia Representative Tom Garrett's town halls last month featured a heavy police presence after Garrett and his family were targeted by repeated death threats. This is how we're going to kill your wife, read one such message. Just days after the Politico article ran, FBI agents arrested a Tucson Unified School District. You know, we talked about this the other day. There have been many comparisons between Jared Loughner and Hodgkinson. And that parallel is ridiculous. As is Loughner's supposed trigger for the attack, that map. And they're going to keep on hammering on this. And that's why I continue to hammer on this. Because they're going to try to make out that this happened once this way, and now it's happened again. Except it's happened against you guys. Hodgkinson, now, as far as I know, I don't know. We have never... Loughner is a disturbed man, a paranoid schizophrenic. He was oblivious to the rantings of the right-wing fringe. He never saw the Palin Pack map because nobody saw the Palin Pack map. I mean, people were looking for a reason, and there's a really good researcher on the media side found it and said, look here, they've got this looking like target crosshairs. This could be the smoking gun. Hodgkinson, on the other hand, was doing a little planning. I'm waiting to see the forensic investigation of his phone, his computer. He had a hit list. He followed far-left politics every day. Does anybody know anybody like that? I mean, look, I follow him every day, too, right? I follow him every day, too. But I have other interests, and I pursue them. And just in the course of this show, with the, you know, going and shooting and all the other things to keep the tools sharp, if you will, that takes me away from, because politics is, the whole politics culture is toxic. It's toxic to people. Being immersed in it too much will take you in a direction you really don't want to go. One of the reasons I say that politicians are only as good as their staffs is they are not as immersed in it as you might think. I mean, the next time you're watching a hearing, don't watch the guy asking the questions, and don't watch the guy trying to keep him from asking the questions. Watch everybody else, because everybody else is on their phone, or they're on their computer, or they're writing notes, or they're doing something completely different. They've got their own prepared questions, and when their name is called, they will ask it, and they'll seem like they're engaged, but they're not. Somebody that immerses themselves into this? Well, especially when you're falling into the left spell. He could not have helped being directly influenced by the threats and acts of violence that were being recommended, if you will, against Republicans, being fantasized about by certain people against the Republicans. So, okay. Hopefully, if things go right in the next couple of days, we're going to be doing some filming here. And the first thing I'm going to do is film that G-code assaulter's belt. But we've got some other more ambitious projects coming up. That's coming up very soon. I want to start a series because now the Agency Arms Assets they've added two more members, Steve Fisher, Tatiana Whitlock. And I want to have all of them on here because to be an asset with Agency Arms is a special thing. And these are different kinds of shooters. Some are competitors, some are instructors. But it doesn't matter, because that's all ahead of us. Back again on Monday. I got more computers than I can count on, and I'm not getting sick. Never forget this. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.